Okay, so this is something that every business will do on occasion. They realize, okay, you know, the service that I offer, I'm not even promoting that I, you know, do that. So instead of talking about a lot of other businesses and successes we've had over the years for those businesses, we're going to talk a little bit about growing media.
And all of the things that we do.
Which is a billion things.
It's a billion things. Yeah. So I recently was speaking with my husband about all of the things that we do. And I was, and he was like, oh, wow, well, you haven't mentioned that.
Dog walking services? Like,
I mean, we could.
No, we don't. We draw the line there. No. Yeah, it's a lot. And we found over the years that the list just grows and grows.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of the things that maybe we don't do the most, like video production is really, I mean, that's our thing.
That's why we were born.
That's our jam.
Yeah.
But we do so many other things. And I know one of the things we talked about was, you know, trade shows for folks.
No, that's crazy. But we have done that.
Yeah.
If we need to get you ready for a trade show.
Yeah.
If you want to do any sort of audio engineering, we have that mm-hmm. covered now. Websites. You want to gloss over the audio engineering? Like,
yeah, I mean, audio isn't really important.
And important.
I think sometimes what people don't realize is, like, or what they don't think about is a jingle for a brand.
Mm.
Like, people have certain songs that are written for their brands.
No doubt.
And it'll get stuck in someone's head. And
mm-hmm.
you guys probably already know some of the ones that are stuck in your head from, like, a single commercial.
Yes.
But you immediately think
not
of that.
Not many. I'm not a huge fan of the jingle, but, man, when it worked, it worked.
It does.
I can still remember phone numbers.
Especially whenever you were forced to watch commercials,
mm-hmm.
you know, on TV and stuff, you would hear that jingle because whoever got the most commercial time.
That's right.
It got stuck in their head.
That's right. Yeah. But you're right. You know, we talk about everybody has a story. That's why we sort of think that video production is the catalyst to success and such. But man, if the audio is bad or you can't hear someone very clearly, you tune it out.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You really do.
Yeah. So. Or it's like they don't, it's almost like you don't consider them as much as an authority on the thing that they're talking about.
That's
you can't hear them properly.
That's right.
It's a weird thing how that works.
It is so true. Yeah, somebody was asking me the other day, and I know it's hard for small businesses, you know, to take that leap and get that professional video production. But man, it is so important, and we've seen what it's done over the years for folks. And actually, I would say about 5 years in, we were just doing video production for a long time. And we would entrust other services and other people to put it out there and place it and make sure that it was impactful for our client. But then when I watched and began to study in digital and mainstream and forming those relationships and social media and all of it works so well together, you're almost doing yourself a disservice when you just give it to somebody else. It feels a little disjointed when you give it to somebody else because you're vested and you know that story and you know the client so well.
And you're making sure for that client, you know exactly where you're putting it. You're taking it from A to Z.
Yeah.
There's nobody in between. You control that whole flow.
Because you have to stand and go, how did we do for you? And if they didn't make a whole lot of money that month, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, we can make the most cinematic video you've ever seen, but it doesn't really matter if no one sees it.
Exactly.
That's right. And
that's
so if you don't position yourself in front of your potential customer or your current customers for them to come back, then you're just setting yourself up for failure.
That is so true. And people have gotten really smart, really savvy in this game. And I think what I appreciate more than anything is how can you do it differently than everybody else is doing it? And that's something that every time we approach a project, how can we do it differently? How can we show the uniqueness of this business, this person, this service, this talent? And, you know, the other thing is stealth advertising. You don't have to just punch, sell. People are going to buy from people. If you have a great story, if you're doing well, I mean, you talk about this all the time on Marketabilities, our podcast. Make a difference in the community, get involved, do something, and you're going to be paid back tenfold.
Yeah, and it's not like you need to like volunteer all the time or do all these like charitable things. Like you just need to show that you care about the community.
That's right.
Because people will start to care about your business once they see how much you care about them.
Mm-hmm. And I guess what you're noticing is she left the business, worked with people in advertising and marketing for decades, but now she's right on the front lines. And, you know, we think about often it's like, when you walk in, how will you be received? You know, so what do you want people to give you 5 minutes? How do you want to be received with the client?
Well, I think when you're going with the client, the first thing we always talk about is, again, we talk about video. Mm-hmm. And I think that the important thing is to get to what they need.
Right.
What is it that you need? Yeah, we do video. We do it great. We're amazing at that. But what does your business need? Maybe it is, maybe they're wanting to, you know, to do that trade show, or they're wanting to be part of this event, or maybe they don't know how to do social, or they're doing it, but they don't really have time. Because we always say, if your business is doing well, you probably don't have time to be doing social and or doing your website. Like, mm-hmm. we've got this great website, or maybe
you never hear that though.
Or this
that's
not
that's why we do websites. Yes. So everybody's like, I hate my website.
Or this not so great
right.
website. Mm-hmm. So while we're really heavy on, we do this amazing video, we do a show, we do that. I think, you know, coming across whenever I meet up with a client, I want to know what do you need? Mm-hmm. Do you need to start doing a podcast? Have you thought about doing a podcast? Just different ways to get their story out there. And we had a client recently, while everybody in your business might be doing the same thing, well, what's special about you? Mm-hmm. Are you know, a partner with a friend or a relative? Are you, you know, did you grow up here? What's your story?
Yeah, that was a great idea. It was a realtor, and it turns out her husband owns a moving company. Mm-hmm. And we thought, have you ever told the story together? And she said, no, but we really need to. Yeah. And it's like, man, that makes you a force, you know? Mm-hmm. I'll sell you a house. My husband will help you move out of your old house and into this house. I mean, that's just brilliant marketing, you know? And it's a story.
Yeah, and they've been both in the business over 20 years, and they've never had that crossover. So just,
I'm glad we thought of it.
So just finding out what they need. Maybe it's not the first thing on our menu, mm-hmm. that we always go to. Maybe it's something down here. And that's what we talked about, is we do so many things that are not on the top of the menu. Like, mm-hmm. one of the things we talked about this morning was, you love a business that comes to you and says, we don't have a logo.
That's perfect.
We don't have a look. Yeah, we don't have
just
that.
Starting. Right. And don't dive in. Don't go to Canva. Don't go do something and get locked in, and don't formulate that tagline. You know, let us do some research. We have people who can, Ben is coming up on the next podcast. He knows how to research. He knows how to tell you, okay, URL probably not going to perform very well. Okay, that's a cool name for a business, but did you Google it? Because there's 72 other businesses named that as well.
Right.
You know, good luck. So it is, it's little things like that. And if people would take time and just slow down and do it right the first time, you won't be frustrated like so many businesses we've worked with that do not like their website. Yeah. They do not like their logo. They really don't like much about it, because again, they felt like, we got to get it done because we got to open today.
Right. Mm.
But if you open and you're not doing it correctly, you close fairly quickly.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So, yes. I don't know. It's, you know, it is one of those things where we don't want to project. We want you to seek us out. That's why we did the podcast, Market Abilities. And you've touched on we've done 792,000 podcasts now. And
that's
primarily,
not
that's not an accurate number. We don't let the truth get in the way of a good story either. So, but what do you touch on, and what are some of those consistencies that people want to talk about?
Yeah, I think just general, overall on Market Abilities, it's just, there are simple things that people easily miss when it comes to marketing, where it could just be literally you just taking a picture of what you're doing that day and mm-hmm. posting it. It doesn't have to be anything special. But then there's a whole other side of it of if you are trying to actually scale, you can't keep doing it yourself.
That's so true.
Like, and you're a fool if you think that you can.
Ooh.
Because what you're going to do is, you're a single person, and you're going to stretch yourself too thin. Mm-hmm. Or your staff too thin, mm-hmm. and then you're going to continue to either drive yourself into the wall or your staff into the wall, and it'll just end poorly.
Correct. And you're not doing what you set out to do, which is run your business.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to go into marketing, hey, we can put you to work. But I don't think usually the people we approach and those people who come to us for help, mm-hmm. that's not something they set out to do. They feel like they're meeting the need within the business. Like, mm-hmm. they have to do it, you know?
And I love the line that you always use with people when we're talking to them. They're saying, you know, we want to do this, we want to do that. We don't have the staff, we don't have the time, we have too many jobs. And Angie will say, let us be your best kept secret.
Yeah, it's so, and I love, we had a, a really cool marketing lady at a college, and she had like 15 campuses she had to oversee. And she would call on us, and we would schedule a day, and we would do videos for her, and we would help her with some graphics and just some things that were coming up. And, you know, it took so much off of her plate. But I would venture to say that the president thought she and her staff, mm-hmm. they were doing all of it, which was fine with us.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. You know, they're getting their full marketing team without salary and benefits.
That's right. Yeah. That is exactly right. And, you know, the other thing that we've just come in contact with, citywide efforts, right? Because that's the other thing with small businesses. Well, I can't afford to do this, or I'm afraid to do this. Mm-hmm. Well, you got to start somewhere. And, you know, we've worked with people with very limited budgets, and we've quickly grown you into spending more on your business. And when I say spending more on your business, there are some equations out there. You need to seek it out and whatever you're comfortable with. But your net profits, so much of that needs to come back, and you need to invest in promoting yourself more.
Mm. Yes.
Growing that bottom line, which is maybe why we growing media. We're growing those bottom lines. But, you know, here's the thing. There can be real strength in numbers. And if you are in a situation and you have very limited means and a very restricted budget, partner with other people.
Yeah.
You know, and that way when you're putting in $500 and the person next to you puts in $500, and you say it all the time, even if you're a like business,
yeah,
work together.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. people are going to decide who they want to do business with. You're not opponents. You're not discouraging people from wanting to. There's plenty to go around.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I would encourage you to contact your city government. And, you know, I know the people we're working with, they're waiting to hear from clients who wants in. Mm. And I did some research. So there was a concern that maybe you can't advertise on municipalities, mm-hmm. or, you know, will it look like pay to play or something like that?
Right.
As long as you provide the same opportunity to every business, no matter the type, whatever, and if you've allowed them in your city, you're probably fine with them advertising mm-hmm. on your page, which I would hope you'd be, yeah. because that's the only thing you have to do is you have to keep it open to mm-hmm. everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you can still offer those other folks who maybe have, you know, a smaller budget, you know, they still get a place.
Sure.
They still get a place on
the
page.
Yeah, they get a mention, right?
Yes, exactly.
They won't get the video because, you know, correct. They can work up to that.
Right.
And we're hearing all sorts of success stories. So if you need some of those, you know, the best month we've had 2 months in a row since mm-hmm. we started with you 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. You know, it didn't happen overnight.
It never does.
But man, that made us feel great when we knew that we were helping those mm-hmm. folks and making them more money than they had ever made in a month's time.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
It is.
And you've gotten some really great feedback from clients that you had for a very long time saying that, you know, their businesses wouldn't be there mm-hmm. or be where they are mm-hmm. without the help of growing media.
Oh, that was big.
Yeah.
That was huge. And that means a lot. I mean, they weren't firing us, but they had just hired some people on campus. It was a college campus. And I knew his goal was to have a trusted team on campus. And he got there. You know, and we're thrilled for him. He said he still wants to use us for big productions. We've actually won that competition every year. They compete statewide, mm-hmm. who has the best, you know, production and things like that. So we're happy to have helped them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, coming up in the next podcast, we're also going to talk about those e-commerce sites. We happen to have a guy who's really good at that. Yeah.
The best.
Yeah. And he's making people a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a hot commodity. He's busy. You better get in there. You look like you're about to go to sleep. You're working too much, aren't you?
No, I've never worked too much.
He's in a food coma today after our segment. After
he
our
had too much Prairie Farms. Yeah. Yes, I love that. That's a beautiful example of stealth advertising. They've sponsored our show that we do, The Spiel, mm-hmm. for more than a decade. And it's a sign in the studio, but hey, they know there's cameras rolling all of the time, so that's mm-hmm. brilliant, right?
Exactly.
And then today they stocked our refrigerator with all sorts of goodies, mm-hmm. yeah. and you sampled every single bit of it.
Involuntarily, yes.
Yes, you did.
Well, so. he taste tested and tried to identify. I mean,
he did pretty well.
You were blindfolded, but you did well.
Did pretty well. Well, that's what we're here for, is to help you guys. The name of the podcast is Market Abilities. The company producing that podcast, Growing Media, we have offices in Marion, Illinois, and Clinton, Illinois. Mm-hmm. We're in outer space. We're like
in
at
Columbia,
the,
Illinois.
We're in Columbia, Illinois. Where else can we be from? Just,
I mean, wherever planes.
Yeah,
go.
Wherever you're listening or watching from.
That's right. We are local to the globe.
Oh, local to the globe.
Wherever you need us.
I feel like I need to we'll spin be there. A big old globe now, you know, like right there. That's where we are. Okay. You got anything?
No.
That it?
That's it. Yeah.
Do you feel like people now realize that we do video production, graphic design, animation? Mm-hmm. I'm reading our signs now. We have social media mm-hmm. marketing. We have digital marketing. We have website development, which we've talked about, mm-hmm. recording studio.
Yes.
And we have gotten people ready for trade shows. No joke. And you don't want to be disjointed at a trade show. You want your graphics, you know, your logo, those videos rolling in the big screen, the distributables, things are given out. It all has to look cohesive for them to want to do business with you.
Yep. Absolutely.
Drop the mic. All right. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.